Then in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Okay, come sit down. For 5 minutes, we're going to sit down all together. Okay, thank you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So, today is the first day in, Yes. Greatland and Marshall Breakthrough, right? Yes, it's the first day in Marshall Breakthrough. So, it's going to be fun, right? Yeah. I fun a lot, but yes, we have fun a lot. Okay, so first day in like a Marshall Breakthrough is going to be fun. We're going to take a break from school. Who loves school? You love school? Okay, perfect. You love your school? Perfect. So we're going to take a little bit break from school, and also too, we're going to start the Marshall Breakthrough. It's going to be a very, very, very high fun. And also too, we're going to start the first day, as you said, the first day in Greatland. Oh, wow. Yesterday, I gave a sermon during the liturgy, and I said that we have a problem sometimes. Like, for example, we say, first week is not necessary to have to fast. We're going to start, for example, we're going to skip first week in fasting, and we're going to, maybe the second week or the third week, we're going to fast. Sometimes we say that. Or sometimes at our home, for example, said like, oh, we have some food in the fridge. We have to finish it first, like the food inside the fridge, and after that we're going to eat. Like, we're going to eat all this food, and after we finish the food that we have in the fridge, iftari food, we're going to eat after that the siyami food. This is usually, as usual, we say that. Or, for example, oh, we are so young to fast now. No, we can't fast. No, wow. Fasting is for everyone. Who give us a role model? Who is our role model in fasting? Are you gonna go to here? Yes. God. What God did, like if you say God, or who is Jesus Christ? Yes, exactly. Jesus Christ, he fasted in the mountain. How many days?
40 days and 40 nights.
Amazing. Our role model, who is Jesus Christ, who started a fast, and he started on the mountain, and he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. That's why we are singing every single day in the fast, Jesus Christ who fast for us 40 days and 40 nights. So we are following his steps. We are following his steps. So we are fasting. So we have to start. Maybe with your father of confession, we can arrange the fasting, how we can fast. For example, we can arrange with your parents about what we have to start fasting. Okay. So first of all, I have to start from first week, first day, the church starts fasting, I have to fast. So go back to your home after you finish the day, and say to your parents, we have to fast. If you're not fasting, so we have to fast. We have to start to fast. It is the church said that. We have to start our fasting too. And we can arrange with Abuna, for example, what are we going to eat? If you need some different food, for example. Because some of them, if you like when you are too young, sometimes you need some different foods. But we can arrange this with Abuna. Another thing. How are we going to start our fast? Changing food? Only? For example, like from Fritoka, and instead of a meat burger, it's gonna be a siyami burger, like, yeah, plant-based burger. So we're gonna change only from meat burger to non-meat burger, for example. Or, for example, we're gonna change from anything else, so what the same, like, it's gonna be a change of food only? Huh?
We could start praying more to God, we could read the Bible more, and we like play less of the fun stuff. Like we could play less of the iPads, the TV, the electronics.
Wow, I love that. Yes. Get close to God. Self-control. I love this. Yes. So fasting, so from two of you, you said, we have some, the fasting is not only food, we have to make a different life, different style. We have to go to be close to God more, we have to pray more, we have to read the Bible more, and we have to stop some habits, for example, like you said, electronics. So I have to stop. And you said, Lucas said, oh, it's a self-control. So when we are fasting, it's not about food only. We are self-control ourselves. For example, if I have a habit, for example, to have electronics all the day, I'm holding the electronics all the day, so I have to stop. No, I'm fasting today. Oh, I have to change the habit to... I have to change my habits. I have to change this, and I have to make less holding our electronics in my hands. I have to do something different, self-control. I love the word of self-control because this is very important. What else? How? What we can do in fast, too, if you have anything else? What we can do in fast? Yes. Fasting, no. A before question. So we have to answer first, and after that we have question. Yes.
Like you're giving more time to God, because like God is always available for you, but sometimes you never think of giving time to Him. But when you fast, you can like also give more time to Him.
So give more time to God. So in during fasting, it's not about, for example, changing food only, or no, I'm giving more time to God. Three things very important during fast. Three pillars. Jesus Christ has written already. If He wrote in the Gospel, three things very, very, very important. Three pillars. One is fasting. The second is prayer. The third? Huh? Oh, yes. Huh? Okay. The third. First, fasting. Third, prayer. Three pillars during fast. The third one is? Huh? No? Yes, exactly. Almost giving. It's giving. So I'm helping people. Three things very important. Yesterday, during the liturgy, we read already the Gospel of St. Matthew, and he said that during fast, you have to fast, you have to pray, and give. I have to help people too. So I have to put in my mind three things during fasting. One is fasting. The second is prayer. I have to pray more. And during a prayer, I have to do matanias. So that's why we have doing more matanias. You know what's the meaning of matania? Huh? Something tell me. Yes. Huh?
I think changing your mind.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. You give the right meaning exactly. Matania. It's a word in Greek language. It's named metonaia. Metonaia. Meto, it means change. Naia, it means my mind. So when I'm bowing and doing a metania, so I'm asking God to change my mind, change my habits, change my heart, change everything. If I have bad things in my heart and my mind, I'm asking God, Lord, have mercy on me and change my mind too. Look how it's amazing, fasting. Fasting is changing my life. That's why I have to, when you're stop talking, yes. Back your back, yes. So we are changing our mind during fasting. First week, you know what, this week, what the name of this week? Someone else here. Yes. Treasure, perfect. Treasure, so you mean gold, diamond, right? This is what I know about treasure. What the treasure means, yes.
You get to know God better, like God, like what you're trying to say, like God is the treasure, so you want to be with the treasure.
So knowing God is a treasure. Okay. What else?
Like every good deed that you do, it's like treasure. It's like your treasure in heaven.
No, when you do a good deed, so you are having treasure in heaven. Yes.
It's like when you pray, it's like you're talking to God.
Yes. Praying also too is a treasure, so you're talking to God. What else?
When you're doing good deeds, in heaven, in your resting place, you'll go to heaven instead of hell.
You are doing have a treasure when you are doing good deeds. What else? Yes. Yes, Adam.
When you read and understand the Bible.
Yes, when you read and understand the Bible too, it's a treasure because you know who is God, everything. Yes, Lucas.
You're going to get a place in heaven, and I thought it was pre-Lent this week.
Yes, yes, what else? Huh? Are building, yes, you are building also when you read the Bible and pray, so you are building also to a treasure in heaven. What else? Treasure in heaven. Yes.
Like something like what someone over there said, like when you do kindness and do good deeds and giving, you'll be rewarded in heaven.
Yes. So the treasure, it's everything you're doing good to. Everything is good is a treasure. When we are praying, so we are doing a treasure because we know God more. When we are doing a good deed, so it's a treasure also to in heaven. When we are doing everything good, it's a treasure in heaven. So when we are giving the people, when we are helping people, when we are changing also to ourselves to have good habits, it's a treasure. When, for example, I'm less angry, it's a habit. When I'm obeying, it's a good habit and a treasure. So I'm doing everything good, it's a habit. It means a treasure. So it's a treasure. What the meaning of virtue? The law things. Someone tell me the meaning of word virtue. Stop talking. Girls, stop talking. Yes. What the meaning of virtue? Okay, so I'm going to ask this question tomorrow. Try to ask your parents, servants, searching, and tell me tomorrow what the meaning of virtue. And tomorrow, I'm going to ask it. I start this sermon by asking you the meaning of virtue and tell me exactly the meaning of virtue. Okay, so when you go back also home, you have two things to say, to ask your parents. One is, we have to fast. Yes, if you're not fasting, we have to fast. The first day fasting, the first week, we have to fast. The second, what the meaning of virtue? Okay, in Arabic, virtue, it's named fadila. So the virtue, okay, it's named fadila in Arabic, if you wanted to know it in Arabic. And glory to our God forever. Amen. So we're going to stand up all together. The deacons go inside the altar. We're going to say all together, okay, the creed with loud voice. The creed of our Orthodox Church, we have to say it with a loud voice. Yes. Our Father who art in heaven, Allah.
Kingdom come, for thine is the glory forever. Blessed be the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the perfect Trinity. We worship him and glorify him.
Believe in one God, God the Father, Pontificator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day. He rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming in his glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. We confess one baptism for remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the age to come.
Is more than a passing.